Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 9:16, up 10 on the open. December 9:40, up 12 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8:92, up 17 and a quarter on the open. December 9:18, up 18 and a half. March 9:49, up 24 and 3 quarters. July 9:72, up 24 and 1 half on the open. September corn opened at 589 and a half, up 14 and a quarter on the open. December 609, up 14. March 627 and a half, up 13 and a half. May 641, up 15. December 643, up 16 and a half on the open. September beans opened at 1325, up 31 and a quarter on the open. November 1328, up 28. January 1343, up 25 and three quarters. March 1357, up 26 and a half. May 1369, up 31 and a half. November of 09, 1304, up 23 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 359.50, up 660 on the open. October, 358.50, up 780. September soybean oil opened at 54.35, up 128 on the open. October, 54.58, up 123. August live cattle opened at 185, up 15 on the open. August feeders, 113.10, up 2.5. October lean hogs, 74.65, down 45 on the open. And February pork bellies, 98.25. And it was down 100 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
You're on the road today, hmm?
Yes, I'm on the road to one of our locations over by the Ohio-Indiana border to a market outlook session tonight for them.
Let's look at these markets where in the beans, after some inside sessions, on this Thursday morning, we're exploded to the upside and we're making new highs for the week.
The price action is quite constructive, starting all the way back here from a week ago Monday when soybeans posted a daily reversal up. That was enough to propel the market into a weekly reversal up, and now we are following through to the upside on that weekly reversal. That's also the case in corn. So it does at least solidify the fact that the lows of last week appear to be post-harvest lows, and now the market's in the recovery mode, retracement-type mode, to see whether or not USDA yields are verified here over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
It was 1363-ish area, 1360s area. Is that pretty stout resistance in your mind or no?
Well, the 50-cent pieces are going to be resistance or support. I think the initial round of resistance basically on this recovery on the beans kind of started coming into play in this 1345 area, and then every nickel or 15 dime higher. I think the key, though, that everybody's kind of looking at is popping above that late July low. And if we can do that, then we're probably in the game to maybe try to do a full 50% retracement, which takes us back to that $14 area.
And then we'll look and see what the market's made of at that point, I suppose.
Well, yeah, price action is awful good. You know, the weather pattern is such that we're probably not adding bushels to this year's crop. That alone, you know, the bear lost his momentum to the downside during the month of July when, you know, the weather was generally favorable and everybody was thinking that we were adding bushels to the crop. Now USDA's give us at least the first round of estimates, and the trade is gauging now, fading those numbers either up or down, depending upon which side of the market you want to be on. I mean, it's critical that from a production point of view that we do get some good rains in here in August if that bean yield is not going to, you know, shrink back some. You know, in years past, you always got to have if you had a good August rain during the first half of the month, you pretty well sealed up the bean crop. This year, since we're upwards of 2 to 3 weeks late in many areas of the Corn Belt, we need that late August rain, and that's kind of what the market is responding to. If we don't get it, then, you know, we're going to have to maybe see some downward adjustment in production numbers.
Looking at the corn market and these corn now at 6.19 1/4, we're getting dangerously close of reaching the 50% retracement level on this rally.
Well, the point that I had been looking at ever since we did the reversal up there a week ago was a return or go back and pop above that late July high point, and that was like 6.24 3/4. So that was the initial. We had some divergence patterns on your RSIs and your a lot of these technical momentum indicators, which suggested that corn had a good run up into that 6.25 or at least pop that out. I think if you used last week's correctional move, you could argue a move like the 6.21. So we are attaining that here today. The key now is popping above that late July low, and if you do that, then all of a sudden you've basically shifted the trend back higher because you're making higher highs than you on the way down here in July. Here we were always making lower lows, so if we could shift that back, pop out that late July high, then all of a sudden we've got, you know, some weekly, we not only have a weekly reversal up in corn futures, you've got a monthly reversal up going into harvest, which does indicate, or at least lays the groundwork that we are now maybe going to go into a sideways, a higher pattern all the way into the fall. So you have to keep that door open.
What do you make of the wheat market around $9?
I think it's going higher. The wheat price action has been awful constructive. I know the trade's been wanting to talk it down, beat it down. It does have a ugly-looking head and shoulders, potential head and shoulders formation in the weekly chart. But until it breaks underneath the neckline, it's not validated. And I think a lot of people have been trying to make that right shoulder work, and they're caught short, and they're having to buy their way out. So, you know, the underlying fundamentals that we had 2-3 months ago are still in place. It's just that we got the market got itself overdone during the month of June. We got the market just basically ran out of buyers, and now we had to go through a liquidation phase. We had, you know, the CFTC involved. We had the politicians yapping about the speculators distorting markets. We had, you know, trade groups complaining that the speculators were, you know, distorting the market. So you've seen a lot of long liquidation and the open interest levels. I have been out on the road, but it does look like we're starting to level out some and get away from that long liquidation activity. And if that's the case, then maybe we are back in position here to stabilize this market and maybe turn the thing back to a sideways to higher move.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois, looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. He says, in central and southern Illinois, cloudy with periods of rain and isolated thunderstorms. In northern Illinois and in far western Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers arriving. Elsewhere in Indiana, partly sunny. Highs ranging from 74 in northwestern Illinois to 92 in southeastern Indiana. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, most numerous in Illinois. Lows ranging between 65 and 71. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs ranging from 82 in northern Illinois to 92 in far southern Indiana. Look at the current tick for you. In Chicago, September wheat at 9:30, up 55 and a quarter. December, 9:51, up 51 and a half. September corn, 5.99, up 23 and three quarters. December, 6.18 and a half, up 23 and a half. September beans, 13.58, up 64 and a quarter. November, 13.64, up 64. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.